Okay, we are talking to Céline Craig, newly appointed CEO of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Céline, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Jack. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, and before we get to discussing your new role, perhaps we could find out a little about you personally. For instance, where are you from originally?
Well, I'm a Dub, born and bred.
Oh, good.
Both my parents and three of my grandparents are all Dublin, so well ingrained in a lot of Dublin traditions. Educated in Dublin, and generally career, I would say, has been largely, almost exclusively within the Irish public sector, and a good bulk of that largely in broadcasting regulation.
Okay, thanks. And have you any siblings?
I do. I have a sister, and my brother passed away some years back. So okay. We were a small but okay. Very close-knit family.
And what part of Dublin were you from originally?
From Perrystown. It's on the south side. It's located between Terranure and Walkinstown. It's only a small little area.
I know the area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right, listen, anyway, that's just a little bit of background for our listeners, just so they get a sense of you. So maybe we can talk about, now that you've been with various forms of media authority over the years. I think you were there even in the IRTC days, were you?
I was, that's when I started.
Yes.
I wasn't right there from the very beginning, Jack, but came in, around the early 90s into the IRTC. At an interesting time, a lot of commercial radio had just been licensed. And in fact, at that point, community radio was very much in the sights of the commission at that stage.
So I think it was only
right there from the start of community radio.
I think community radio was only gleaming my eye at that stage, you know what I'm saying?
I do recall that you were very active even at that stage, I think, in making representations to the commission. For a separate strand of licensing of services that would operate under a very different ethos.
Yes, okay. And currently you're now the new CEO of the Broadcasting Authority. I presume you're now charged with ensuring the continuity of the BAI's current strategy priorities. You know, their strategy, statement of strategy, 2021-23. In other words, you'll be rolling over the existing strategy into the new body, which presumably will be in existence by 2023.
Well, we're hoping that certainly that the body will be established by 2023, and I think Minister Martin has been very vocal around that, in saying that she's very keen to get the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill passed into law as quickly as she can.
Yes.
And currently, I understand the government is hoping to have that done sometime around the middle of the year. If that being the case, I would expect that the Media Commission would be established before the end of this year. So I suppose since taking on the role, obviously my focus is on two primary things, I suppose, really. One, ensuring that we continue to implement the BAI's strategic objectives for as long as we're around. But the BAI will be dissolved when the Media Commission is established, and our staff and functions will transfer into the new Media Commission. Now, they're not bound by the BAI's current strategy, but obviously the authority is very keen to ensure that the legacy of its work finds a meaningful expression within the role and the functions of the new Media Commission. And I think it's a great comfort to us that within the OSMR legislation, the Online Safety and Media Regulation Bill, while there's been a big focus on online activity, you know, it is intended, obviously, that all of the BAI's current functions and priorities will actually be catered for within the remit of the new Media Commission.
Okay, they're interesting times, and of course the legislation you referred to going through the Dáil, it sets out to transform the BAI into this new Media Commission. So I suppose, Céline, part of your role will surely be to facilitate a smooth transition to the new body.
Absolutely spot on there, Jack. I think, you know, the BAI is working very closely with our colleagues and officials in the Minister's Department to ensure that there is as smooth a transition as possible, obviously, for BAI, but also to try and ensure to help to ensure that the Media Commission gets up and running and operational at as early a point as can possibly happen. So we're working in both of those contexts, right, yeah, as I said, with department officials currently.
Okay.
And indeed, I could add as well, Jack, I mean, BAI has been very much involved in the area for many years. We've been working at the European level,
yes,
in terms of introducing the provisions or ensuring a smooth implementation for the provisions of the Audiovisual Media Services Directive at a European level, which for the first time actually brings into the scope of media regulation the regulation of video sharing platforms. And that is all embodied in the law that's actually going to be introduced here in Ireland.
Okay, so it's interesting times in media. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, finally, and thank you for taking the time out, because I know you must be extremely busy, Celine. But if part of your role is to ensure that the many media developments initiated by the BAI are retained and transferred to the new Media Commission, can I ask, will you ensure that the social benefits achieved by community media and recognised by the BAI currently will continue to be facilitated and supported by the new Media Commission? Really, I'm just asking, will you continue, yeah, to see that part of the legacy of the BAI is retained and supported?
Oh, I would absolutely hope and expect, Jack, that work will be continued. I mean, look, obviously, over time, the Media Commission will develop its own policies, and one option, obviously, for developing some of those policies, you know, will be, I think the starting point for any will be to take BAI policies,
yes,
as the starting point and hopefully, if anything, enhance them. But I would absolutely expect that a system that has worked so well, and I think, you know, taking the social benefits model is one that was worked on, as you well know,
yeah,
over a number of years. I think, if anything, what we would be, our aspiration would certainly be to ensure that work it continues, and it was well grounded in a large amount of consultation with the sector, and indeed there's other areas as well where we would hope that existing BAI policies would be the starting point,
yes,
to ensure that, you know, that this important strand of the media sphere, i.e., you know, the existing free-to-air broadcasters in particular, and particularly given their important role in the delivery of public service content, I think one of the things we'd be absolutely very keen to ensure is that emphasis and support for public service content through the licensing activities of the Media Commission, through the continuation of some of the policies of the BAI. We would certainly be strongly advocating from a BAI perspective that all of that should continue. And as I said, I'd be very hopeful that the Media Commission would build on these areas of work which have been, you know, in train for so many years now.
Okay, that's as much as we can ask in this phase of transition, Celine. Look, we appreciate you taking the time out from your schedule to talk to us and to the listeners of Community Radio. So once again, thank you very much, Celine Craig, CEO of the BAI.
No problem, Jack. A pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.